Well, hello, sons, and hello, brothers. It's time again for Stuff I Want to Say, mostly to men. It's the Man Podcast. In specific, it is the Men Who Have Regard for the Bible Podcast, because what I have to say comes from the study of the Scriptures and its application in my own life. That is another way of saying that would be, this is Bible teaching and personal testimony. When I speak at the church, when I preach at Bethel Church, it's Bible teaching and a wee bit of personal testimony. When I speak at a camp that I've spoken at before, it's Bible teaching and a wee bit of personal testimony. When I speak at a camp that I haven't spoken at much before, it's Bible teaching and a significantly more personal testimony. Mixed into this Bible teaching and personal testimony, which have very strong biblical basis. In other words, the Bible teaches that you should teach the Bible, and the Bible teaches that you should personally testify. Mixed into the Bible teaching and personal testimony is the power of story. And most of the Bible is story, and a significant amount of Jesus' ministry was storytelling. With a very good purpose, and evangelism is storytelling, and inspiring people is storytelling. And all my life, I have had storytelling in my life. And I got off the bus when I was a boy on, say, Tuesday night. I get off the bus and go straight to the church a couple blocks down the way in the little village in which we lived. And my mom and maybe a friend that she was training would be ready to do Bible storytelling and missionary storytelling. And, you know, when you really get down to it, I have never strayed from, that's been the story, no pun intended, that's been the story of my life. And my dad's a pastor, my mom's a Bible teacher, and so the preaching and Bible teaching, the preaching and teaching and Bible storytelling, you can tell I came by that naturally, was taught that from my earliest memories. And I pass it on to you in order to inspire you, in order to inform you, in order to instruct you, in order to help you. I hope it helps. And so that's really what this podcast Stuff I Want to Say is all about. It's Bible teaching and Bible storytelling aimed especially at men. And often what has happened in my life is I have been invited to preach at father-son retreats or at men's retreats, frequently men's retreats. And the material that I have developed to preach at men's retreats over the last, say, 25 years of preaching at men's retreats has been refined and thought through deeply. And it's included in this podcast stuff I want to say, mostly to men. Now, if you're a lady and you're listening in, I must tell you, this podcast is for men mostly. So you feel free to listen in, but understand it's like you're reading the book of Proverbs in the sense that Proverbs was written to young men, but anybody can read it and benefit from it, but you've got to listen from the perspective of a man. How would a man have heard this? How would this land on the ears of a man? And so that's why you have, and when I say hello, sons, and hello, brothers, the reason I say that is because the idea from this podcast came from one of my sons who lives in Texas, spends a lot of time in his truck. And he said, Dad, I'd like to go somewhere to hear the stuff that I remember you saying at the father-son retreats. It would be useful. He's got three boys of his own, a wife, and he's deep in it, into the being a dad and being a Christian man. And he's a construction supervisor in oil out in West Texas, and lives in Seminole and works over into New Mexico and West Texas, and he spends hours there in his truck. And so he has time to hear these podcasts, and he's behind that. And then my brothers, I have two brothers, they're pastors and brother-in-law and sons-in-law, sons and nephews. So I have a number of men that are related to me that some of them, most of them, many of them find this useful and interesting. And then I'm a pastor, and there are a number of men in my church or associated, connected with the church in some way, who also find help from these podcasts. And so you just never know who it's going to hit and who it isn't going to hit. But if you're one that it hits, welcome to the Stuff I Want to Say Mostly to Men podcast. I'm glad you're here. I'd love to hear your feedback. I appreciate having, you know, the whole give me stars, rate and review the podcast. I appreciate that a lot, but I love feedback. I'd like to know, where are you listening to this podcast? And then I'd like to know what you think of it. What feedback do you have? And then I'd like to know, what questions do you have about the things that I've said? And I'd love to hear that. So you can text me at 517-262-3260, or you can email me at ken@kenpierpont.com. You can read my stuff on kenpierpont.com. There's hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of, I've been posting articles at least once a week for 25 years on kenpierpont.com. I've been preaching and including audio and video of the messages on kenpierpont.com. You can also connect with me on Substack, Ken Pierpont at Substack, where I write sometimes two or three times a week, usually, but at least once a week. And then, of course, I preach at the Bethel Church, and the messages are available. So that's more than you're probably going to want to read or hear or watch of me. But if it's useful and interesting and helpful to you, then it encourages me to know that. And this is why that I spend the time doing what I do. I don't expect it's a large tribe, but it's a tribe. And it's important to me. It's not my responsibility altogether to determine the scale of my ministry, but it is to some degree my responsibility to determine the depth of the ministry. And so I want to do what I do well. I want to do what I do accurately and faithfully. And then I let the Lord determine the scale. And I don't spend a lot of time trying to, you know, beat the drum or build a platform or gather listeners or readers. I don't spend much time on that. I'm certainly outgoing and I'm social, but I just don't... I don't behave in a frenetic way about that, but I trust in the providence of God and often just pray and notice how he opens doors. A few years ago, a friend who I'd preached for, he was a director of a camp, invited me to speak to a group of other camp directors, and that was neat. I met a couple of camp directors and invited me to their camps. Got to speak on an island in Ohio. I thought was kind of neat. On a camp on an island, of course, it was called Patmos. That was a really cool experience. And got invited up into Wisconsin, which I had never been. Well, I had not recently preached in Wisconsin at Camp Fairview. Fairwood. Camp Fairwood. Beautiful, well-run, faithful Bible camp up in Wisconsin. And it's delightful to drive up in there. And every once in a while, I get to take a couple of my grandkids that are Wisconsin. They're little cheesehead grandkids up to that camp. They love it up there. And we're making memories. And lots of other places. And these are just places that I have been invited without really promoting myself. Last year, I think, I was thinking about a Bear Lake. I love to speak at Bear Lake. It was a really nice camp. And I was thinking about it. I thought, you know, I had to tell the director I'm available. And I thought about that. I thought, nah, just tell the Lord. And if he wants to tell the director that I'm available, he can. No kidding. I think it was the next day. The guy who schedules speakers at Bear Lake called me and booked me for a men's retreat. We had a wonderful time there. Absolutely wonderful time. That's a great men's retreat. Lots of good eats, lots of good music, great big group of guys. not far from my house. It's I live just kind of off Route 60, not far off Route 60 near Spring Arbor, Michigan. And Bear Lake is just down the road, maybe an hour and a half, just off Route 60. So that's cool. Anyway, what I'm saying is God sends me places. Some fellas from Canada heard about me years ago. They've been inviting me up into Canada to speak at their camps and at their church. They invited me this year. I couldn't go because I was already booked to go to Oregon. But the Lord sends me every time I think about, maybe I should promote myself, or maybe I should tell somebody I'm available. It just seems like I pray about it, and then not too long after that, opportunity comes. And I just kind of hope, and I kind of pray that'll always happen. So I always just work on my repertoire of stories and teachings from the scripture, and have myself ready with a fresh word for people. So, hey, if you want me to come to your living room, your camp, your cluster of friends and tell stories, let's talk about that. Send me a note, send me a text. We could probably work something out. And if it's not on Sunday, I guarantee it, almost guarantee it, we can work something out. I only have a certain number of Sundays a year that I can get away from the Bethel Church, but there are other days of the week when I can jockey my day off around a little bit and travel to where you are and teach and tell stories and encourage people, hopefully be used of the Lord. So anyway, this is a little bonus autobiographical episode about that. And today's a study day for me. Friday is a day I take for study. I have been ill, so I slept in a little bit, which was delightful. And I will punctuate my study with walks and bike rides if the weather cooperates. Looked out the window right now. It's kind of a cool fall day. It looks gray, a bit overcast, but it looks like a perfect day for a roll. And I may roll out through the countryside soon on my lime-colored gravel bike. And maybe, but in between, I study, I prepare myself to preach it at Bethel Church. And that preparation spills over into the preparation I do to speak other places. And so I'm doing a series right now called Life is Hard. And the essence of it is understanding life in light of the fall. And the things that the story there at the very beginning of the Bible helped us to frame our world and anticipate why life would be hard and what to do about it. And what our objective should be in life, and how to still find joy, happiness in life when life is hard, and why happiness isn't the main idea. Anyway, we're applying that life is hard to life. Marriage is hard, and parenting is hard, and relationships are hard, and finances are hard, and work is hard, and aging, illness, and death are hard. But in all of that, we can glorify God. God has a plan, and the hint is right there in the first three chapters of Genesis, that God had a plan and we shouldn't be surprised. So that's what I'm doing now, and that'll go to the end of October. In November, we'll concentrate on praise and thanksgiving. In December, we begin into a series that will actually require three and a half years to complete. I've done this before. I preached through the book of Matthew. But in this case, I'll preach through the book of Luke. I have a bit of help from time to time from our associate Jordan Napier. But we will preach through the book of Luke. We'll study and preach through the stories of Luke. And it'll be opportunity for storytelling for 3.5 years. I'll tell a story to introduce the story. I'll tell the story. And I'll tell a story to apply the story. Every week, that's my little formula. 3 stories. The story to introduce the Bible story. The Bible story and the implications of the Bible story and an application of the Bible story, which is a story. So essentially you come and I spend 30 to 45 minutes, sometimes I even stretch it to 50 minutes, telling essentially 3 stories, 3 life-changing, life-transforming stories. There you have it. Well, anyway, that's enough jabbering, I suppose, for one day. If you listen to this podcast and you have a question or feedback, would you do me a favor? Send me a little text and let me know you listened. Or this would be awesome. If you go on whatever platform you're listening on, you know, Spotify or iTunes, and rate it and review it, you know, just a couple, three, four, just to give me a little a few words of review. Doesn't have to be long, just a little feedback and stars, preferably a large number of stars. Hey, I'd really appreciate that because I would like more people to hear the podcast stuff. I want to say, mostly to men, I'd like to make new friends, help new people. Yesterday, I was reading my Bible, seeking wisdom from the Lord. Lately, I feel like the Lord's been telling me to tell him to decide what I need and what to pray for. So I've been just kind of handing him the pen. Hey, Lord, I'm praying. What do you want me to pray for? But yesterday I was opened my Bible and looked down and just began to read there. And I felt like the Lord led me to think this way. And that is help the broken hearted, help the broken, help people who are broken. You don't concentrate on what people can do for you. Don't concentrate on the privileges you have in doing what you do. Though people do nice things and there are many privileges. Don't concentrate on your own comfort. Don't concentrate on your own entertainment. Don't concentrate on your own happiness, but concentrate on helping people who are needy, who are broken. And so throughout the week, that's what I do. I go visit people who are sick, people who are in need of counsel, come and visit me. I write messages and teachings to help people through the hardships of their life. And much of what I do is to help people who have been hurt, have been damaged by sin, the sin around them, the sin against them, the sin within them, the sin that is the fallen world, the sins that are committed against them, and the sins that they commit, often the sins they commit when they're sinned against. And that'll keep a guy busy, keep a pastor busy all his life. And then in between time, I try to train other people to do the same thing so that we have a society of people that are helping people through their difficulty, through the brokenness. Say, hey, sometimes that gets tough. Paul said it like, I labor like a woman in childbirth till Christ is formed in you. And that's the way it is. But that's what we're doing here. And I thought I'd just give you that little feedback here today and help you understand why I do stuff I want to say mostly to men. And thanks for being a part of it. I'd love to hear from you. Talk to you soon.